Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 51-4. We ought to select abodes which are wholesome not only for the body, but also for the character. Just as I do not care to live in a place of torture, neither do I care to live in a cafe. This is a rare instance of a Stoic giving advice on the kind of house to live in. One of the few other exceptions are some passages by Musonius Rufus, Epictetus' teacher. Seneca, unlike Musonius, is not necessarily suggesting a minimalist house, as he was not inclined toward the cynic end of the Stoic spectrum, like both Musonius and Epictetus. But he is saying something interesting nonetheless. One's house should be neither a place of torture nor a café. By this, he means that we should not live in uncomfortable lodgings, if we can avoid it, because that would cause stress, and stress makes it more difficult to practice virtue. So uncomfortable housing is, in Stoic lingo, a dispreferred indifferent. Likewise, however, too much comfort also gets in the way of virtue, as it constantly exposes us to temptations of luxury. So too fancy a house is also a dispreferred indifferent. There is, of course, much room to negotiate between those extremes, and what is luxurious for some people may be normal for others. I think, however, that if we are honest, we have a pretty good idea of where to draw that line. And my suspicion is that in this particular historical moment, many Westerners, and certainly many Americans, live in an abode that Seneca would consider threatening to their practice of virtue. So this weekend, take a fresh look at your house or apartment. Reflect on Seneca's words, and see whether perhaps you may do with fewer useless distractions and more focus on becoming a better person. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.